In this space, we invite visioning toward planning a world that works for us. But we're also examining the unconscious assumptions that rule our lives, and we're testing them, asking whether they're true or rather holding us all back as a species. We have been living our lives according to key myths, unstated assumptions. But simply to exist without consciousness is being on automatic, crawling with our eyes to the floor when we could soar, all of us, not some designated few. What we have to among ourselves discuss is that power's other name is coercion. It's critical for power that the reality of its manifestation as coercion, i.e. its active, malevolent, misanthropic acts of directing the play, remains hidden to us by training us to see its two key expressions, violence and labor, as natural. They must seem to us inherent in our nature or in nature itself, in our existence as living things. Coercion is disappeared in violence by making it seem our nature and so inevitable, or at least a part of our nature. And coercion is disappeared in labor by making it seem our nature and so inevitable, that both are in fact a product of systematic forces kept hidden. So on these two key myths, violence is part of our nature and labor is our inevitable lot, the entire justification for governance, for taking us, we the people, in hand and managing us, rests. But never forget, this is merely the ideology they're using for hurting us, conning us. The justification power teaches itself is more honest, though it lies, that the perfection it seeks to institutionalize at the expense of our bodies and souls dying is worth it. It's always cheap at the price if others pay. Do we believe consciously that labor is our inevitable lot? If so, why? If not, why aren't we talking about it, ending a practice which is clearly abusive? And is this a human rights issue? No. Rights are a result of negotiation, but life needs no lawyers. It but needs to see itself as legitimate in and of itself, without any permission given from designated experts or leaders.